When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Happy to be here once again with Mikel Cotton. Had him on the show a little ways back, and happy to have him back here from O'Fallon High School in O'Fallon, Illinois. A defensive back in the 2014 incoming class that we've talked about, Iowa State, Michigan State, Indiana, Syracuse, all of which have offered Mikel Cotton, and now he's back on the show to talk about where he's at as we edge closer and closer to National Signing Day. Mikel, how you doing?
Good, sir.
So first and foremost, Iowa State is that school that you and I had spoken about before that you seem to be very attracted to, very connected with. Let everybody know what is kind of going on there with the status of your relationship with Iowa State.
Just recently, the coach that was recruiting me, he's no longer in office. He actually transferred over to Arkansas, so he'll be coaching there as of this year, and I haven't spoke to him since he left the office, but recently, before Christmas break, he came by the school, and he told me they were still interested in me, and I'm still one of their top recruits, but ever since he left the office, I haven't spoke to him.
So as far as Iowa State, he said that they're still interested, even though he moved on to Arkansas. Has Iowa State reached out to you at all? Has anybody said anything to you, or has it been silent?
It's pretty much been silent. I would say that's more because it was quiet period, but quiet period is actually up now, so I'm expecting the call from Iowa State soon.
So you put out on Twitter that there was your name. You put out your name, your nickname, Sack Mamba, and Cuse with a question mark. Let everybody know kind of what's behind all of that. Has Syracuse still been keeping in touch with you? And obviously, you're still on the list for them. Have they been speaking with you recently?
As far as I'm speaking to me, yeah, I spoke to them right around Christmas break. Yes, they're still interested, and I've been basically been hearing a lot from the fan base on Twitter. They've been hitting me up and bugging me about going to Syracuse, and I'm starting to look more into Syracuse, and they're actually moving up on my list as of right now, and I'm currently looking for a place to go to play football next year, and I'm hoping Syracuse is a good option for me once I can be able to get down on my official visit there.
Now, you said that Syracuse is moving up on your list. What is making them move up to you?
Actually, I was talking to a guy on Syracuse fan base, and he was telling me a lot about the new indoor facility, practice field that they're building, and he said that it's going to be pretty nice. He actually sent me some pictures of the new indoor facility that they're building, and I kind of thought that was pretty amazing how they're building that, and that's something I want to look into whenever I get down on my official visit.
When you talk about wanting to take an official visit, what time are you looking for to be able to take that official to Syracuse?
Last time I spoke to the coach, they said it'd be either towards the middle of January or towards the end. That's pretty much when they get all their Midwest players down on official visits.
So what coach, you know, when you say that the last time you talked to the coach, what coach have you been keeping in touch with at Syracuse?
My recruiting coach, which is Coach Smith.
So DeAndre Smith, obviously, has been out there in the Midwest, was able to get someone from Illinois recently, and Aaron Roberts, an offensive lineman. What can you say about your relationship with DeAndre Smith?
I would say Coach Smith is definitely one of the coolest coaches I've ever met. Whenever he came down to the school, we talked in person. He's a pretty cool guy, and I like him, and I think he'll be a great coach for me. Even though he's a running back coach, I mean, he's still a pretty good coach to have along with on the staff.
What do you talk about when you have the opportunity to speak with DeAndre Smith? What's the conversation about?
I mean, we basically just talk football. He talks about me being able to come down and make plays on running backs, and he says that he enjoy watching my highlight film, and I'm definitely the type of guy that they're looking for on the Syracuse defense.
When you hear that from Syracuse, and you're hearing from them in the more recent time period now, what do you know about this Syracuse team so far? I mean, you've heard from DeAndre Smith, but have you been paying attention to what Syracuse did this season in their first season in the ACC? I mean, have they been a team that you've been tracking at all?
I mean, I definitely, every time I get on ESPN or something, I hear something about Syracuse doing something amazing, something very standing out on the news and stuff. And, I mean, basically I've been hearing all sorts of things like that. And, that's definitely making me more interested in the Syracuse. So, I mean, if they're drawing lots of attention to themselves, then they're definitely drawing my attention as well.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
With the attention that you have on Syracuse right now, is it a done deal for you, even though you don't have a date set for your official visit? Is it something that you're definitely going to do?
Definitely.
So what is your expectation here? I mean, you go on the official visit to Syracuse. Let's say you like everything, you enjoy it all. Do you commit in that moment? Do you still wait to see what Iowa State says and Indiana, Michigan State? What would a good Syracuse visit result in for you?
I would say if I enjoy myself, once I meet the rest of the coaching staff and I like the campus and the surroundings of the campus, once I get to see all that and actually learn more about them as far as like getting an education and stuff, I mean, definitely I'll pull the trigger right then and there and give them my verbal commit.
With your verbal commitment coming so soon to National Signing Day, when it does happen, do you feel like that's the way that you wanted it to be? Did you want this to be done sooner? I mean, where you're at right now, you're a few weeks away from National Signing Day, so is this what you envisioned happening, or were you hoping that you would have everything done already?
I wouldn't say that I was hoping to have everything done already, and the reason I say that is because I have not yet had my chance to get down to Syracuse, although I was supposed to come a lot earlier on an unofficial visit. I didn't get the chance to make it down there, but I'm not mad at the fact that I didn't. So I'm actually okay at where I am right now as far as getting down to Syracuse. And the minute that I do, I'll be pretty much happy with my chances getting down there, just being able to see the place and stuff. And then I'll go from there. And, even though I know there's only a few weeks left until signing day, again, there's nothing I can really much do about that besides go through with my commit.
So as far as Iowa State and Indiana, Michigan State go right now, where do they stand with you? What's your feeling on them as well?
As far as Indiana, actually, they were number one on top of my list. But then, I've been down to a couple games, and, things just didn't go too smoothly with them this year as far as their defense. Their defense has given up a lot of points, and, they weren't one of the best defenses at all at the top. They weren't one of the top defenses at all this year, and they're kind of lacking skill players and important positions. But, doesn't mean I wouldn't still go there, but it's just the fact that they aren't doing too well, and so they're kind of bumping down below the list. As far as Iowa State, they had a pretty decent season and all. Their defense looked pretty good, and I'm keeping Iowa State at the top of the list as well, and Syracuse, as well as them drawing lots of attention to themselves, they're also moving up towards the top of the list. So right now I would say my list is Iowa State, Syracuse, and then Indiana, and then Michigan State. Although Michigan State is a pretty good school and stuff, I see nothing wrong with Michigan State. It's besides the fact that I haven't been down there either, nor have I had contact with Michigan State in a while, so I'll have to call up there soon to see what's going on.
As far as Iowa State goes, you said you'd still keep them right now at the top of your list. Why are they at the top right now with the coach leaving? It sounded like that was something that kind of affected you a little bit. So what's keeping Iowa State at the top right now?
I would say that they've kept their interest in me for a while now, and the fact that they've done that has really been drawn to my attention that they really want me. And, the fact that when I did visit Iowa State, the head coach himself talked to me, and he was basically sitting there, and he would tell me how interested they were, and basically that's what separates them from the rest of the school.
So having that interest, you said that they haven't gotten in touch with you recently since the quiet period has now gone away. So is that anything that's affecting you at all? Do you anticipate that they'll be talking to you? What is the relationship with Iowa State like right now? Is there something in your mind like, if they don't call me by this time, then blank? Is that the kind of situation that you're in right now?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that as far as them having that coach leave, I'm assuming they'll pick up another coach to replace his position on the staff. And I think it's up to that coach to reevaluate me and see if they want to still recruit me. And like I said, like before that coach left, he told me how interested they were in me and that they were going after me hard right now. But that's just something I'm going to have to look into more. I'm actually going to call up there tomorrow and see if I can just speak to Coach Rhodes and figure out the deal with it.
So could tomorrow's conversation have a big role in what's going to happen in your future?
Definitely. If Iowa State is no longer on my recruiting list, and definitely Syracuse will bump up to first, and once I get down there, I'll go from there and go ahead and get my verbal to Syracuse.
Now, if you talk to Iowa State and they say they are still interested, they do still like you, and you're still on their radar, and then you go to Syracuse and you have a great visit, then what do you think? I mean, in that type of scenario where you know Iowa State is still there with you, but Syracuse is also a meaningful school to you after you go to visit them, where do you think that you could be at that point? Are you going to have to take a look back at Iowa State? Are you good with Syracuse in that moment? I mean, try to get into that position and let me know and everybody listening. If Iowa State says, Mike, well, we want you, and Syracuse says, we want you, and you have a good visit at Syracuse, then what happens?
Well, from that point, I would compare both of the schools. I would take in on what I enjoyed at Syracuse, what I enjoyed at Iowa State. Whichever school I feel that it could be more of a home for me, that is definitely the school that I would choose from that point.
So basically, Syracuse, that visit, whenever that happens for you, could be a make or break as far as where you end up going. If Iowa State is in fact interested, then that visit to Syracuse will kind of, from what I'm hearing from you, be a big deciding factor in where you end up.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about how my visit will go once I get down on my official visit. I'm expecting to have a good time. I'm expecting to be around the coaching staff. And so, I mean, I'm already expecting to enjoy myself when I get down on my official visit. So, I mean, it's make or break. It's either they impress me or I'll pack up and go to Iowa State in a couple of months.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
So, where you stand right now, your last conversation with DeAndre Smith that you had recently here in the holiday season, what was that conversation like, and what was he sharing with you? Do they still really want you in? I mean, they have some defensive backs that have committed verbally. What was DeAndre saying to you about what he thinks about you and your future with Syracuse?
I mean, Coach Smith, he always has some good things to say whenever we speak. He basically tells me I'm exactly the type of defensive back Syracuse is looking for. And he tells me that I'm going to fit perfectly in, and there's no better place to go other than Syracuse. So, I mean, he's basically telling me the things that I want to hear as far as a plan with Syracuse within the next year. And I'm just looking to see what the fish was going to be like before, you know, just going off of what he's telling me and waiting to see how I will adapt to the system once I'm there. And that's basically what our conversation was about.
So now, as you move forward, when would you like to have that date set to go and visit Syracuse? I mean, when are you hoping to have a date on paper where you know for sure that you're going to be coming to Syracuse?
I would say within the next 2 weeks or so, I should be up at Syracuse. This week is the week I'm going to call Coach Smith, and he told me that Coach Smith is the one that told me that they want me to take my official in January, towards the middle or towards the end. So this is the week, since the beginning of January, this is the week I'm going to call and talk to Coach Smith and let him know I'm ready to take my official and make sure that that's okay, the date that they want me to take it, and I'll be heading down there sometime within the next few weeks.
Is there a level of excitement for you? I mean, you had said that if your official goes well, that there's a good chance you could commit right there on the spot to Syracuse. So where are your emotions right now when it comes to taking that official and going to Syracuse, New York? Because as far as I know, you've never been to Syracuse before. So what type of emotions are going on with you right now?
I would say that I'm excited. The fact that I've never even been to New York before. My parents, they're also expecting to enjoy themselves once they get to New York, because they have never been to New York. And I mean, as far as I heard from everyone, there's a lot to look forward to in New York. I mean, New York's a big place. So, I mean, of course, I expect to enjoy myself whenever I get down to it.
As far as your nickname, it's something I wanted to talk to you about before I let you go. Speaking here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com with Mikeyel Cotton out of O'Fallon High School in Illinois. Your nickname, Sack Mamba, where did it come from, and what is your definition of it?
Well, I go by Sack Mamba, and the reason I go by that name is the nickname was actually given to me by the Syracuse fan base. One day I was getting on Twitter, and I guess Syracuse fan base, they actually keep a hold of all my stats from the games and stuff. And I mean, getting out of the quarterback is one of my specialties. It's the thing that I'm best at. And my junior season, I recorded 11 sacks in one season. I mean, that's not even including the sacks that I had in the playoffs, but just in the season alone, I had 11 sacks. So, I mean, Syracuse, they kind of developed that name, Sack Mamba, from my stats and the things that I do on the field. And I was on Twitter one day, and they showed one of the guys on the Syracuse fan base just started calling me Sack Mamba from that point on. And, you know what I'm saying, I kind of changed my Twitter name to Sack Mamba because, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good name, and it kind of fits me well. And from that point on, people in Illinois, people on my football team, people just started calling me that. I mean, because everyone knows that I play football with, everyone knows that's what I do best.
So with that name coming from the Syracuse fan base and you liking it so much to use it, to change your Twitter handle to involve that, to have people back at home calling you that, do you already feel a connection in a way with Syracuse because the fan base has given you a nickname that you like so much?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's nothing bad with the name Sack Mamba. I mean, for them to give me that name, it kind of makes me happy that they're actually keeping in touch with me, actually trying to involve themselves with my life by giving me that name. And I think it's a pretty cool name. So, I mean, I'm actually enjoying the fact that everyone on this Syracuse fan base calls me Sack Mamba.
So lastly here, Mikeyel, as far as social media goes, I mean, back in the day when certain recruits were coming out, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, and now you have the opportunity to talk with fans, or they can talk with you 24/7, 365, anytime that they want to. how much could this potentially affect where you go? I mean, you say the Syracuse fan base is checking your stats. They're keeping in touch. They give you this nickname that you like. How much does that affect things? I mean, do the Syracuse fans on Twitter or any fans, Iowa State, Michigan State, Indiana, can they truly sway you in any way, shape, or form? Do they have a place in your decision-making?
Definitely. I say the things that they say to me are definitely affected by them, telling me about the new indoor facility that Syracuse is currently building. I mean, that definitely plays a big role in me making my decision, because I actually learn a lot from the Syracuse fan base. They make me well interested in Syracuse just by the things that they show me on Twitter. They send me pictures. They'll edit some of my pictures, or they'll make a character on the video game with my name on the back of the jersey. And I mean, that definitely makes a big difference in making the decision of which college we want to go to. Because if I'm going to be surrounded by this sort of fan base, that is definitely the place I want to be.
I've heard it from Mike Wilcotton. Sounds like Syracuse on Twitter has had a big effect on you in a positive way. Syracuse fans, a visit coming up soon, as you spoke about. And the only thing from here, Michael, is that we keep in touch. Obviously, we have over the last few months. And once you decide when you're coming up to Syracuse, definitely would appreciate you letting me know and going from here and seeing what you're going to do as you make that decision on your college and where you're going to be spending the next 3, 4, 5 years of your life. So I definitely appreciate you coming on to the show, and I look forward to keeping in touch with you, and I look forward to the day that you tell me where you're going to end up going, and definitely will be proud of you wherever that is and whatever you end up doing.
Thank you.
I want to thank Mike Wilcotton once again for coming on to the show from O'Fallon High School in Illinois as he gets set to make his decision. You heard it from Mike Wilcotton right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com. That Syracuse is a place that he is making a visit to. That visit is going to be ever important to his decision, as well as Iowa State and how much they're still interested now that the coach recruiting him has since gone to Arkansas. So big things happening, as Iowa State is still number one, Syracuse is number two on his list, and both of those teams having the opportunity to potentially get Mike Wilcotton from the conversation that we had here today. I'd also like to give special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse that you need to go out and see on the third floor of Destiny USA. Also, Carvel DeWitt, my longest-standing partner. I truly appreciate everything that they do. The Wake Up Call Sunday, you got to get out there and try it. And for a limited time, soft serve mint ice cream during this winter season. So don't let the cold weather fool you. That same famous, phenomenal taste of Carvel is at Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. Different from any other Carvel down the road, different from a Carvel across the country, because Jay Cartini and his team are just positive, different in a good way. And that's why I've bonded with them. That's why the Wake Up Call Sunday has a home in Carvel DeWitt. And that's why I always implore you to get your ice cream cake, get your flying saucer, your original sundae, whatever it may be, the shake that you love, to go to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops in that plaza. Don't miss out. And for Salt City Billiards, who are making changes toward an even bigger, brighter future. If you've never played pool before, you definitely have to go check it out. With the food that they have and the drinks available, you could sit there, have a beer, have a soda, and relax, get a nice meal, and shoot pool. And it just really is. It's a relaxing, fun time for those people that like sports, but you want to be able to kind of hang. I mean, think about it. What sport can you hang out, play, not watch, hang out and play the sport, and at the same time have something to eat, have good conversation, and a drink? Salt City Billiards makes that available to you every single day of the week. They're open late, so you don't have to worry about if you're getting out of work late, whatever that may be. Make sure you stop over. I'm there every Thursday night for on-call night from 7 to 9 p.m., so come over, say hi, talk sports, go up against me in a game of pool, whatever you'd like to do, right there at Salt City Billiards, 3707 Brewerton Road, just off of 81. Once again, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse. And I also want to put out a special thanks to the Syracuse Silver Knights, who I've been partnered with since the moment that they came into Syracuse, New York. One of the best teams in indoor soccer, and for the MISL League, Major Indoor Soccer League, that is the highest level of competition for indoor soccer in America. You have a professional franchise, Central New York, right in the center of downtown. Don't miss out. Get out to the game. Support this team, a team that has been leading the standings nationally and has had more than one player in the top 10 scorers in the country during this season, and plenty of games coming up. Seven of their last 11 games will be at home in the War Memorial, downtown Syracuse. Don't miss out. You can get all the information on the Syracuse Silver Knights, exclusive interviews, video of past games, every opponent that they go up against, and the virtual fan experience where the players talk to you, all of that and more on the Knights on Call page of wakeupcalldt.com that you can find by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com, clicking on more, and scrolling down to Knights on Call. So don't miss out on that. And I would like to thank drysigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com for providing my business with everything that we need to be professional, help out the fans, get ready for a walk if we're going to help breast cancer with the pink Wake Up Call with Danceator shirts, which I'm looking forward to doing in the bright future of Danceator Broadcast Media. So many different things I'm doing with my company, and you want to look good. You want to have a good image because your logo precedes you. The image of what you put out there, how professional you look when you're out there, that precedes you from the people that you're never going to talk to. When I go out to a Syracuse game and I'm there in the Carrier Dome sitting down and I'm wearing my Drysick Apparel polo for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, how that looks is what coaches are going to see, players, fans, colleagues, friends, family, they're going to see that. And Drysig Apparel, DREISSIG apparel.com, has helped me to look professional, to feel comfortable, and to enjoy what I'm doing. They have helped me move forward with my company, and they can help your team, your company, or just you personally with your business. If you have an event going on, doing something in the community, whatever it may be, Drysig Apparel is the place to go to make sure that your message, your branding, your image is positive, strong, and what you're hoping for. Drysig Apparel, DREISSIG apparel.com. Trust their professionals today by going to drysigapparel.com. And also with Drysig, drysiglady.com, DREISSIG lady.com. That is where everyone, all of my female listeners, make sure you head there. And for all you guys listening, looking for a gift for that special someone, whether it be a fiance, girlfriend, wife, or if you're looking for your daughter, your mother, your grandmother, your best friend, whoever it may be, drysiglady.com, fit for every woman, has the bamboo line comfort fit, has the athletic fit for when you're out running and out going to the gym, whatever you may be doing, or if you're just running around taking care of the kids, whatever it may be, drysiglady.com is fit for any woman in any walk of life. DREISSIG lady.com. Fit your woman right now at drysiglady.com. And fanhands.com, you should not be going to any game for any team that you appreciate. You shouldn't even be sitting in your own house cheering on your team without a pair of fan hands. They enhance your clap. The universal language of every fan, no matter what language you speak, where you're from, who your family is, how much money you make, it doesn't matter. You're a fan of something, and every single fan from every walk of life has the universal language of clapping their hands to cheer on their team. Enhance that clap. Enhance your fan experience. Enhance the good time that you already have with fanhands.com, which make the real fans stand out at every single game. Fanhands.com, the ultimate fans accessory. You could get those at fanhands.com. Once again, fanhands.com. Thank you to all of the partners of Danceator Broadcast Media and all of the listeners to Dance to Our Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I continue the slogan, bringing that into the show, Dance to Our Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You're listening to Wake Up Call DT.com, and I look forward to speaking with you on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. And also make sure to tune in to the fan line. Find out when it's open by following me on Facebook and on Twitter. The fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. Stay tuned to the next time the fan line opens, and make sure you stay tuned right here always to WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless, and we'll be talking again very soon.